DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, so basically what we're playing here is a game of marital comeback poker. All right, and the hand that is on the table right now is the South Carolina of governor and all the details that are in his relationship right now. Melissa has detailed them over the last 2 weeks. Here.
Governor Sanford talking about how now that he's admitted to having relations with other women in the 20 years of his marriage, but he never crossed the line of sex. But obviously he's done a lot more with a lot more women than we realized. But that his mistress in Argentina that he recently got busted being with, that he's claimed that she is his soulmate. But he's open to reconciling with his wife. So basically, he said, she's my soulmate, but I'm trying to fall in love with my wife all over again.
Now, you had all the other details that we know about the last week, including, this came out a couple of days ago, that while he was having the affair and the wife found out about the affair, he asked the wife's permission to go back to Argentina to hang out with her.
Yes.
You guys hear about that also?
No. And the spiritual advisor, too, that he, he's, you know, was trying to get advice from his relationship with this woman.
Here's some advice. Get out of your marriage.
Smack him upside the head.
Life is too short.
What is she, a life coach? What'd you call her?
I think it was like a spiritual advisor.
The worst spiritual advisor ever.
So let's go ahead and assume that somehow, some way, this all works out for the governor and his wife. They patch it up. Things are fantastic in 5 years. That would be the greatest marital comeback story in the history of marriages.
He said she's not his soulmate, and he's going to try to love her again.
So we want to know if you guys think you have a better comeback story than that. And I only have two people on hold right now that think they can even come close.
Okay.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just say, hey, Bert, I'm born and raised in San Diego.
Right on, dude.
Now we know who you are.
What's up?
So, anyway, I'm living in San Diego, born and raised, never been out of the state. I mean, never lived anywhere else. And I'm married, been married 4 years. And my husband was in the military, and he was getting out of the military. And we had kind of narrowed it down to two locations of where we might possibly relocate for him to, you know, get a good job and transfer. And we had just thrown me my 30th birthday party, and I get a phone call from a man saying that my husband had been seeing his wife. And as I'm on the phone with this man, Federal Express delivers the papers for the place that we had chosen.
Oh.
To relocate.
So you're talking to a guy about the relationship your husband's having as the closing paperwork for your new house arrives at your house.
Yes.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
That is fun.
I've never been away. I'm an only child, an only grandchild. I've never, ever been out of San Diego. So now not only do I have to decide if I'm going to stay married, I also have to decide if I'm going to relocate with this man and our two children and go to some place, you know, somewhere completely different.
So you did it and it worked out?
And we've been married 15 years.
Wow.
How did you recover from that?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the process?
My philosophy is, you know, I don't know, I grew up, you know, in the 80s, pretty wild out in San Diego, going to concerts and saw my parents divorce. And my grandparents had been together, still married now for 68 years. And I just knew that no one's perfect. And you know, you just have to invest a little more into your marriage, and you have to forgive flaws, and you really have to dig deep.
Flaws.
And you just have to know that the vows are a lot stronger and mean more than someone slipping.
I appreciate your sense of forgiveness. Well,
it was hard. It was very hard.
How do you trust him now? How do you know he hasn't done anything since?
Again, it's just one of those things where you just have to decide if this is something you're going to really work for, and you kind of just have to throw that trust in there.
I don't think
I don't think that anyone ever has a guarantee in a relationship, so you just have to really work on it.
I don't think you have it beat yet, Bert. I think the governor's worse.
That's
crappy, but that's just bad timing. Like, the governor came out and said, essentially,
she's my soulmate over here, but you know what? I'll stay in the house and try to work it out.
I'm going to see if I can work it out with you. I'm going to try. You're not my soulmate.
Just because I'm a politician.
Yes.
Yeah, because we know the governor and first lady.
He asked his wife's permission to continue to have the affair in South America.
Oh,
come on. Hey, Michelle, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey there, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Mine's more like I can't even describe it. My husband, unfortunately, just didn't give me what I felt was good love and attention, so I fooled around, and I got involved in an escort service.
Oh, hi.
That you had to get a membership for to see the girls online or whatnot, and of course, my best friend, I told her about it, but
We need a couple of details here. You became the escort, or you went to the escort service looking for a little something, something?
No, I became part of the escort service.
Wow.
One of the working girls.
Okay. Right, we're getting close.
Yeah, and unfortunately, my best friend did some stuff in her life, and going through a bad meth habit, I probably approached her and outed her in a very negative manner that I guess payback for me. She decided to tell intimate friends about, when I say intimate, like our close circle of friends about it, and she actually showed my husband the website. And sure enough, lo and behold, you know, he saw me on this website for, you know, being an escort.
Wow.
And he took you back.
After a lot of begging and pleading, he actually moved all his stuff out. I didn't know that he found out. I came home one day and found all of his stuff gone, and I was just kind of perplexed by it and called, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry and everyone I knew, hey, do you know where he's at? Do you know where he's at? And they were just like, yeah, did you not know? Of course, because everyone else knew, it just spread like wildfire. For everyone to know.
Sure.
And
this is just like every I joined an escort service and then outed my friend's meth habit and then she outed me as an escort to our close intimate friends and my husband moved out story that we've heard, so it's standard issue.
So fast forwarding now.
But no, just really he didn't really have a place to live, and a best male friend of mine who's like a brother, I asked him if he would to take him in and make sure he was okay.
Hold on, hold on. Too many details. So we fast forward now, and you guys are still married?
Yes, he took me back. Of course, it took a very long time for him to trust me, which, you know, I totally understand. But, we got a solid foundation going. A lot of open lines of communication. Don't hide anything if there's a problem. You know, talk about it. But now we have two very beautiful children, and we're more happier now than what we were before.
Well, how long ago did that incident happen with the escort thing?
Probably about
5 years ago, but we were only married 6 months when this happened.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow. Am I making judgments on your husband?
I am trying to picture the face of your husband first when he gets the call, because he's probably, that's not, it can't be. Whoever you are, this is not true. Then he goes to the website, and he sees you on the website. He must have thrown up right next to his computer.
He should have hired you. That would have been funny.
So you are calling, because you're calling yourself out, because everybody else has called has been, you know, the spouse. So, you know, the question is about trust and how he can trust you again. So are you trustworthy now from now on?
Oh, absolutely. I never really said any, well, obviously I didn't say anything to him about it, but I only confided in, well, who I thought was my best friend, you know, so she was the only one who really knew anything about it, you know, so for her to tell everyone in our circle of friends.
Well, it's not her fault. Come on, you're an escort behind this back. I'm asking you, from now on in your marriage, are you trustworthy?
Oh, absolutely. Because as funny as it sounds, I've learned my lesson, and I know he's a good guy, and just bad things were happening that, you know, instead of talking to, I guess, a marriage counselor or a doctor, I just went about it in a different manner, because these men liked me at that moment in time. I just didn't have the attention that I wanted from my husband at that time.
How many clients did you have?
I had 2 regulars and four others that were just one time, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
And how long were you with the escort service before you stopped? Because you're talking about 6 guys now. So in the course of how long?
A year.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
How did he not know where you were? How did you break away?
Well, he actually usually worked like the third shift, so he would leave for work at like 6 in the evening, wouldn't come home until, you know, 11 o'clock at night. So, I mean, I could do, quote, dinner dates, you know, that it was never more than 2 hours. That was the maximum time limit, was 2 hours. You showed up, did your thing, left, 2 hours. That was it.
And he takes you back. Everything's fine now.
And that's before you guys had kids, right?
Oh, yeah. We decided, hey, you know, obviously we needed to work things out. We just wanted to have a good, solid foundation, you know, where all cards are on the table. And look, this is what we have. This is who we are. And, yeah, it's just kind of funny. She actually ended up doing me a favor in the long run because, you know, she aired out my dirty laundry, you know, so I have nothing to hide from him whatsoever now, and, you know, I see repercussions of lying and doing bad things.
I didn't think we'd even get close.
I think she won.
I think it's either close or you won.
Those guys weren't her soulmate.
No, yeah, but there were 6 of them.
6 of them. Wow, that is some story. Thank you, Michelle.
Certainly. You guys take care.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
See, that is a call
just
right
another
there.
Another whore's husband takes her back after working at the escort service story.
Escort.
That is one that we will be able to fall back on for the next 5 years. In 5 years, I say to you, remember that woman that we had on?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We'll always remember that call.
There were 6 other guys.
6 other calls.
You know what? I'm going to guess right now, Tracy won't let us come to the hospital just because we're dirty. We've got dirt on us from that last caller, and she doesn't want that around her one-day-old baby.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hey, Pauline.
Hello. Pauline?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little sleepy.
Is that because it was a long weekend of having fun with the dude that stood you up a year ago?
It was a long weekend of having fun, but not necessarily just with that guy.
Okay.
Well, let's start. Hmm. I mean, let's start with Friday night.
Yeah.
Were you guys supposed to meet up on Friday night or Saturday night?
No, Friday night.
Okay.
So, yeah, he called like he said he would, and he picked me up at my house. And we went out to Outback. It was really nice. It was actually really fun to catch up. Like, he's been doing some cool things. And, I mean, there was definitely still chemistry and still kind of that connection that we had last year. And it was very tempting to, like, flirt with him way more than I did, but I didn't. I kept my cool. And after dinner, we went to a bar just, like, right around the corner that he, I guess, goes to all the time. Because, like, the bartender was like, hey, what's up? And, like, all these people knew him. And it was really fun. But we drank way too much. And he's like, well, obviously we shouldn't ride home because we're too drunk. So why don't we take a cab to your house because it's closest, and then you can take me to my car in the morning. And at first I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, wait. No. And I totally, like, even though I was drunk, like, made the good decision and said, no, I'm sorry. I would love to see you again. I would love for you to come over sometime, but I don't think right now is the best time. And we took separate cabs.
Cool.
We went to his house. I went to my house, and I said, if you need a ride in the morning, I'm sure one of your friends can help you out. They seem pretty cool. But if not, you can call me in the morning, and I can come pick you up from your house and take you to the car. I'd love to see you again, but not in the morning from you being at my house.
Okay.
That's good.
Well done.
Smart decision, right. Even when you're drunk.
Is that the end of the story?
He hasn't called. He's like, all right, cool. I'll call you soon.
Okay. Well, the precedent's there. He's got 10 months.
So the next morning when you were going to maybe I missed something. You were going to drive him to his car?
She just offered.
And he didn't call.
And no, no, yes. Yeah.
And he hasn't called.
I mean, honestly, that'd be kind of cheesy if he did.
Okay. And then he hasn't called the rest of the weekend. So it's sort of open-ended now. If he doesn't call today or he doesn't call tomorrow, will you get proactive and call him, or are you just going to sort of let this play out on his end?
I honestly, like, I feel like talking with you guys on the radio has been my therapy, and it made me realize kind of how stupid it is to go chasing somebody. Like, if he's not into me and he doesn't want to talk to me, then whatever. So,
good for you.
Yeah, if he calls on Tuesday, great, and if not, then... great. I have lots of wonderful friends that I can hang out with, and I don't need him.
And a boyfriend.
And he played it so well that he calls you anytime within the next 10 months and goes, sorry for calling you so soon.
That's so mean. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we've talked about it a whole bunch of different times on the show. Like, guys will show you their interest level in you. If they're into you, they call you, they come after you. Mm-hmm. If they're not, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like pretty, the, he's just not that simple. Into you book or movie or whatever. Whatever it is, pick up a copy.
So on Saturday night, what did you do? Did you go out with the quasi-boyfriend?
We met for a little bit Saturday day, actually, like around 4 or 5 o'clock, which is so funny. And it was was really interesting. I don't know, everything has just been totally coming into perspective lately. I feel like a new person. And I wouldn't say we've broken it off, but I definitely saw him in a different light. And I definitely saw what decisions I was making and how that was affecting me, and how being with him, even though I'm not really with him, by kind of using him as someone who can boost my confidence when I need it, like how dangerous that is. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of like, you know, I think we need to see each other less often, and I don't want you to call me when you're horny, you know, basically.
I'm stunned that this sounds like this introspective, like really trying to make strong decisions, and I'm shocked that we were a part of that, to be honest.
You guys were it.
That's how we roll.
We apologize.
We have a reputation to protect.
Thank you for coming to the light that is the Bird Show. We are like Confucius.
Hey, Pauline, now you're not giving up on this dude because your heart says you want to be with stand-up guy. You're doing it because you'd be doing it anyway.
Everything happened at the right time. The really good-looking guy came in kind of at a perfect time. Like, I needed that call. I needed that Facebook. I needed you guys to kind of, you know, poke at me and say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you acting trampy? Like, what's going on? I don't know. Everything happened for a reason at the right time, and I'm super excited. Like, I don't care if none of them call me ever again. Like, I'm ready to, like, do something more with myself and be proud of who I am.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome.
There's an obvious question that none of us have asked. Debbie, okay. Go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Why did this guy not call her back? Why did he never call her?
That must have come up on Friday night at one point or another. Oh, like, dude, why didn't you ever call me back? Yeah.
He just said that he got really busy with work and that he was super focused and happened with his family. And the next girlfriend had come back into his life. And, like, between all three of those things, he felt like after a month, he waited too long to call, and so he didn't call.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's like, well, I wanted to call, and then it got really crazy, and she came back into my life, and la, la, la. And so after the month, he just felt it was too long. And then he felt like after 10 months or so, like, it was long enough that it shouldn't be awkward anymore. Like, any sooner than that would have been weird and almost, like, disrespectful.
Well, here, I'm torn here because I don't know if I want to let you go, and you're on this high. You've got a great introspection to it, the whole thing. So I'm not sure if my brutal honesty will help that. And if you want to jump off now before I say something that may taint your attitude, then you should go now.
No, give it to me. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, she's ready
do
for
it,
honesty.
Do it.
Ready to have her.
Ready for honesty.
Touch or taint.
Well, we've just. What?
Isn't that what you just said?
What?
It would taint her perspective. Jeff,
you
know
what? What is the matter with you? Seriously.
What? That's what you said.
Yeah, we have said on the show before that if a guy really, really digs you, it doesn't matter how busy he is. It doesn't matter what's going on in his personal life for the most part or for work. It's so much easier now. Hit you with a text just to let you know he's thinking about you, or just to say, hey, things are kind of nutty right now. I'll give you a call, or I'll hit you at the end of the week. If he does none of that at all, zero of that, and just lets you go for a month, then there might not have been the same connection that you think you had.
But I think, though, that that's old news, because Friday night she made the right decision. You know, she did not fall for it.
Right.
And she's like, I don't even care if he calls me anymore, you know, because he hasn't called since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't call and he doesn't text or anything, you're good about just, like, cleaning your hands of this whole thing and moving on.
Right.
Absolutely. It was just, like, the most eye-opening experience. This whole weekend has just been awesome. Like, I went out with my girls Saturday night until Sunday morning. It was so fun to be with them and just to realize, like, I kind of forgot how to connect with these girls. Mm-hmm. But I always been flopping around, you know, with this other guy. I don't know. I'm just so happy.
Good for you. All right, Chanel here can totally understand where you're coming from. Chanel, go ahead.
Hey, I'm driving home from work right now, and I'm so sleepy, but then I heard her and perked me up because I'm in the exact same place as her. It's just like you kind of get to a place where you have to say to heck with all these dudes and, you know, mean something bad about myself if they're not showing me the attention. It's their loss, not mine, because I know I'm a good catch. So it's, like, really cool to hear somebody else say that and just kind of, like, reaffirm, like, that's where we need to be, not letting people, you know, get us down and get the best of us, but to bring ourselves up, and then we attract the right type of dude when we do that.
I think Wendy is sort of going through the same kind of epiphany right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really at a great place in my life. I'm enjoying my girlfriend time and being single and on the scene. I'm not, we just don't care about looking for anybody right now. But, I mean, that's where you get your dudes. I mean, all of a sudden, here comes all these dudes, and we're like, oh, no, we're just hanging out. We're just having a good time. But, yeah, you come to a place in your life where you're just excited to be single and excited to have really good girlfriends. And I'm at that place in my life right now.
Isn't that the mojo we've been talking about for months and months and months?
It's the wedding band mojo. Like, once you stop looking, once you don't care anymore, then all of a sudden everybody's attracted to you. That's what it is.
That's great.
I don't like this theme, this trend, because if the city gets healthy, we're screwed. We're out of a show.
What will we talk about?
Yeah, we'll have to manufacture something. Well, congratulations, Pauline.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for all your help. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
We fussed at you last week about not standing up for yourself. And you obviously didn't confront him about what he did in the past, but you didn't, let him come home with you. And so, yeah, good.
Way to go. Way to make responsible decisions and just kind of wrap this up. That's really cool.
Yeah, it didn't help us.
Don't worry about us. Tomorrow we'll be fine.
All right, Pauline, I'm going to let you go now, and I'm going to urge you not to turn your radio on because we've got a bunch of cynical Burt Show listeners, okay?
Oh, okay. I will. I'll listen because it's
No, do not listen.
Don't listen to this show.
Don't listen to the show.
Seriously, save yourself.
Don't listen. Ride your high and turn off the radio.
Be happy.
See you later, Paulie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's so listening.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, she shouldn't turn it off.
No.
Hey, Kathy, go ahead.
Hey, I'm not trying to be mean, but if the guy didn't call her back, don't you think he might have just wanted a one-night stand?
Well, of course he did.
Sure, and she told him no.
She knows that.
What guy doesn't?
Oh, man, she didn't really talk like she knew it, so I wish her the best of luck. I hope her high lasts, you know what I mean?
Wow. For at least five more minutes.
These are our true Burt Show listeners.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Good, but it's really about you right now.
Yeah. I have a problem. I don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
Tell us what it is.
It sounds like you're really stressed out about it.
Yeah. I can just tell you now.
I think this would be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've basically been dating this guy for, just about a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like him, and I don't know what to do because he thinks that I'm a little more successful than I really am.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should just come out and tell the truth, or kind of hint around at it, or I just, well, maybe I should just, basically, I work in a physical therapy office, and one of my coworkers, who's also married to one of the owners, he actually has another business, and he's expanding overseas. So they went away for a few months, and they asked me if I could watch their house for them. Really beautiful, amazing house.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
keep going.
So they still, they pay the bills, the utilities. They have a housekeeper that comes in. But I live there. I buy my own groceries. I watch their cat, and they pay me. Like, they throw me $75 a week to do that.
Nice.
And so basically, I'm living there. If need be, I use their car, which is a beautiful BMW. And so anyway, around the end of April, I was, it's kind of a gated community. And so there's a, they don't have their own pool, but there's a, like a neighborhood pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the pool and I met this guy, this really great guy.
Mm.
And I just figured since, you know, it was kind of a small neighborhood and community that he knew who I was, that I was just kind of the house sitter. And, but I realized, right away, like on our first date, well, actually, I wasn't too sure, but then it was like comments that he'd make and I'd make back. Like, okay, I pulled up in the Beamer and he was like, wow, like, that's a really nice car. And I was like, I know, like something like I love driving it.
So you didn't exactly lie. You didn't say, hey, it's not mine. You just said, yeah, you're right.
It is a nice car. It's really nice. It's a
gorgeous car.
Sure.
Wow, that is a beautiful home. It is a lovely home.
So you haven't lied, really.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I know, tell me about it. It's like a great car. But and then he made a comment about, like, later on that night about the house, you know, that, oh, like, this is like bigger than mine, and I'm only 26. So, and I was like, oh, I know. I said my dog just loves it. He has all this room, and he's so spoiled now, you know. But then, you know, as we were kind of talking, and he asked me about like the physical therapy business, and he was like, oh, so he started talking to me about being a physical therapist, and I said, well, actually, I'm not a physical therapist. I basically kind of oversee everything. You know, he's like, really? And then that's when I kind of knew that he was getting the wrong impression, that I was kind of letting
him. Now, when you say oversee everything, what would your job title?
I'm an office manager.
Okay.
So okay.
I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, no, I'm not actually a PT. I just kind of oversee everything. I kind of, you know, manage everything, you know, but, which is true. I mean, but I don't, it's not my business.
I think this is hilarious.
So it's a real slippery slope. I mean, so you're being really careful with the words that you're using because you don't want to be called a liar and you don't want him to ever be able to.
I wasn't. And then I, you know, as the date went on, I was like, wow, I really like this guy. And so when it came to that, I did. At that point, I knew what he was getting at. And then I thought, oh, wait, the car, the house. Oh, okay. He really thinks this is all mine, you know? I've been kind of, and then, you know, it's not like it comes up every day, you know, but I know that this is what he thinks of me. And then this weekend, I'm supposed to meet his parents. And I heard him on the phone with them, and he didn't realize I heard him, and he was just so proud of me, so impressed by me. He was like, she's only 26. She has her own business. She drives this great car. She has this huge house. And he even mentioned, oh, and you know, she's even traveled in Europe. And but that's just because he saw pictures of me. But that was from a school trip.
Oh my gosh!
When I heard him with his parents, I was like, wow, he really thinks I'm this, and I would love to be that, but I'm really not. And
I can understand how the parent thing is concerning, but I think it's hilarious because guys have been doing this for years. Okay. Yeah, they've been deceiving women on being more successful than they really are.
Absolutely.
And so you were, I think it started
fell into
innocently.
Your lap.
Yeah.
What do they call it here in Atlanta? The $30,000
millionaire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, eventually you're going to have to come clean. If the relationship is at a point now where you're meeting his parents, it's serious enough to where you have to show him who you really are.
Yes, and plus the couple, they're coming back, like, beginning of August, second week of August.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
So they're going to... Hmm.
Well, you knew it was eventually going
to
happen.
Yeah, there's nothing to debate here. Yeah. You got to tell him. I mean,
do you think that it's going to really affect him once you clear everything up?
I think so, because it's basically, I've lied to him. It's like our relationship's been, like, a lie. I don't know what to do, because I really like him. I'm so embarrassed. I feel like I almost... Hello?
Yeah, we're there. Hold on.
Over here.
I almost...
Go ahead.
I almost, in a way, I like him so much, but I'm so embarrassed, I almost think I should just be like, you know what, it's not working out. But I...
You're gonna break up with him.
What? Yeah, but I'm really falling for him. I'm in love with him, and I don't know what I should do. Or if,
I think that's a great thing to do, is break up with him, and then don't be in contact with him for a couple of months, and tell him you lost everything. That the economy.
Once you move into an apartment, you're driving a 12-year-old Toyota.
I called you. I'm just at rock bottom, and I just need somebody to hold now.
Maybe your boss will just give you the house and the car. He'll understand.
Good morning, Sandra. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I am listening to you guys every morning on my way from work, and it's like, this is the best show ever.
Thank you. Well, now you're part of the show. What's up?
I am calling this guy and that girl. Honestly, he really doesn't like her. He likes the fact that she got the nice car, she got the big house, and she's successful, which is she's not.
Right.
But this is what he wants to believe. So he does not even give her a chance to tell him, like, you know, hey, this is not me.
How are you possibly blaming this on the guy?
Okay, the reason I'm blaming it on him, like they were saying, God does it all the time. And a lot of guys out there is after successful women, unfortunately.
Okay, what's
and
wrong?
And he told his parents that she's got a nice house. She's got a nice car.
But what's
she has
wrong
all
with
these
that?
Things. She didn't
yeah,
know,
because
she's
talking
got an
about what she had. You
she's...
only met this woman for 2 months. You already take her to your parents?
Sandra,
it's not right.
If you met Sandra, this is you're, I'm not going to let you blame the guy for this. If you met a dude and you've been dating him for 2 or 3 months and it's time to take him home to mom or dad, you call up and you're like, hey, we're going to be there on Saturday. We'll get there at 4 o'clock. We're going to bring a couple bottles of wine. Let's have a good time. Oh, cool. Who are you bringing? Oh, her name is Sandra. What's she like? Oh, my God. She's great. She's got a physical therapy firm, practice, whatever. She lives in my neighborhood. She's got a beautiful house. I met her at the pool in the community. She's got such a nice house in the neighborhood.
She's obviously
such a
ambitious because she's done so well at such an early age.
Yeah, and she drives this badass car. She's into cars. I mean, she's cool. And like her parents are like, all right, well, we can't wait to meet her. Congratulations on meeting a nice new girl who lives right near you. There's nothing wrong
Who's
with
rich
him.
And successful.
Right. He never said that.
Yeah, come on, Sandra.
And
I think if she actually fesses up to him and tells him, it might be a relief to him.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to deal with that kind of pressure.
Haven't you guys told us time and time again, like, guys want to be the ones that are the providers. Guys want to be the ones that are, like, in the lead or whatever. Like, he might
be relieved.
But I think there's
might be threatened.
Hey, Sandra, we're going to let you go, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Right, hey, before you leave, what part of the West Indies are you from?
What is it?
What part of the West Indies are you from?
Which part of where?
West Indies.
West Indies? I don't live in West Indies. Are you talking about Atlanta?
No. Are you originally from the West Indies?
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I heard you have supposedly have a gift. You can't find out where I'm from. No, I'm not.
Well, let's just pretend this call never happened. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to know where she's from.
She's from an island. She's from an island off the coast of Venezuela called Hate the Penis.
What?
She clearly hates men.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
She doesn't. She just thought that guy in particular
because
was a gold digger.
Because she criticized the guy she hates all men.
Yes. Well, how can you agree with her?
We're going to see his true colors when she tells him.
How can you agree with her?
He's right. How are you putting this
on a
You're
telling me that
because,
when...
Because, I mean, you talk about someone's personality before you talk about what they have. Unless you're
but how do you know
talking.
He? How do you know he didn't?
Well, did he?
You don't. That's the thing is, you don't know that.
Lisa, did he? Did he mention anything about your personality and your...
Did he say that you're funny?
Oh, I mean, we get along great. That's the thing separate from this.
What did he say to his parents?
It's not like this comes up every day, and he's very successful.
Hey, Lisa.
Himself.
Lisa, the question is... The question is, specifically, when he talked to his parents about you, did he only say, hey, I'm bringing a girl home who's got a big house and drives a nice car? Or was that part of a larger description and he threw in things like, she makes me laugh and she's got big boobs and she does this and does that and does the other thing?
Oh, no. I mean, I've heard him on the phone with his brother saying like, oh my gosh, I went out with Lisa. This is what we did. We, you know, and how much fun we're having. This just struck a chord because I heard him just really being like, I can't believe this girl is so successful, so young, and you have to meet her, and she's, and they were like, I guess the way he was talking was just like, he was just so impressed that I was able to do all this stuff.
All right, Lisa, hold on 1 second, okay?
He's bragging about her.
She's talking. Let me try to get through these here real quick. Good morning, Jim, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's
morning.
Up, man?
Yeah, my comment was, if the roles were reversed, and as a guy, I think girls care more about those items. As a guy, I think the typical guy wouldn't really care and find it hysterical. If she really told the story, it would just be really funny and she'd be a cool girl. And the average guy is just not as caught up in those material things, at least from my perspective.
And that's why I said earlier I thought it was hilarious, because it is something that just kind of started out innocent and then got kind of built up. So, and you sound scared to death about it, but that's why I said guys do it all the time, and it's like a game. So you pulled off a great thing, and now you got to fess up and say, okay,
I love the fact, putting it on guys again.
But I love
I'm not putting it on guys. What he was saying is to mimic a guy in the way she tells him. Like, it was funny. This is what happened. Like, I'm not putting down guys. That was his example, is to use a guy as an example in communicating to him.
Hey, Rachel, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, I think she should spin it. It wasn't intentional. She wasn't trying to be deceptive. Just say, well, I didn't mean for you to go down this path, but it's given me an opportunity to see, well, I don't know, she'll have to find the right words, but to see his character and to see, I wanted to make sure you were really into me and not just into the stuff.
But then wouldn't she want to pretend to be like almost homeless and broke to make sure he really likes her? Because
that's up to her, but it's a good way to see. I mean, you don't know. Maybe he really is just into the stuff.
But I will say though, if you, because I've heard you say you listen to him talk to his brother about you and you listen to him talk to his parents about you, I do think you let this go on a little
way
long.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I feel bad about is the fact that the guy has to go back to his parents now and say, I got duped, you know?
That's what I feel bad about too. That's why he's going to be like, you've deceived me.
Well, I mean,
you have no option. If you want this relationship to go on, you have to fess up to him. That's it.
I cannot tell you how much this is not the guy's fault.
It's
zero.
Well, there's one listener that said that. We'd never say it was his fault.
A listener in Wendy.
Technically say it's his fault, but I think he's materialistic for
How
sure.
do you know
Where
that?
Where do you get that from?
Because I just want to say that.
Hey, Lisa, let's call you back in a couple of days and see how you handle the whole thing, because we'd love to know what his reaction was, okay?
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
You got to tell him soon, because when are the people coming back?
She said August, right?
Oh, okay.
She's got to tell.
I just don't know if I should tell him straight out or hint around.
Tell him straight out. The lie is over.
Oh, didn't you already know? I thought you knew all this time.
No. You just got to be honest with him.
I don't think you can play the, oh my God, you didn't know this is in my house?
This goes under the rule also. If she's super hot, she can say anything to him and he's going to be, that's cool, no worries, man. It all depends on how hot she is. It really is.
Yeah.
Lie.
She's Megan Fox. She can say, I got to be honest with you. I'm not even human. And he'll figure out a way.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Not much, not much.
Caught you a little off guard today.
That's yes.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
We want to know the story now. A year now you've been planning on like molding yourself into the perfect dude for a girl?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. So, yeah. It's kind of a long story. I can't believe you guys got my number. I don't know. You want to just start into this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her? Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I've known this girl for about 5 years. We meet just annually. We only see each other, once a year at around 4th of July in this little town, Cape May, New Jersey. Our families have a tradition of going there to the city every 4th of July. With both of our family, like rent houses. I mean, I live in Waterloo, Iowa, and I travel there to meet up with my family in Cape May. She travels all the way from Tacoma, Washington, to be there, and this is the only time we ever have any interaction with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this all started from last year. We had gotten together, and we were just having a couple of beers, drinking probably a little too much, but killing time away from the family and just together. And I had asked her about why she didn't have her boyfriend with her. She had she usually has a guy, come to these family things with her, our family event stuff, this annual thing, and she didn't have a guy with her this year, and she launched into this whole thing about she was seeing this guy, but she didn't know how serious it was going to be with him because he had decided to hang out with his friends on the 4th as opposed to come and do this family thing with us in Cape May. And she was, I don't know, she's pretty upset and was pretty much saying that was going to be the end of the relationship. And so I kind of was like, well, what? This is one thing, and that's enough for you to call off the whole relationship. And it started this whole thing about what was important to her about like guys, so and about actually what her dream guy would be like. So out of that came dun dun dun, dun the list. So,
and what's on the list?
This is what you've heard about is the magical list of the things that any man that she would ever be married to, I guess, her dream guy would have these 10 qualities. So.
Okay. So what's on the list?
I feel like I'm about to read her Game of MASH.
So,
yes.
Is it an actual physical document?
Well, it's an actual physical document. It was we wrote it down on a cocktail napkin, and later I put it onto a regular piece of paper just so I could capture all the. I'm a writer, so it's like I need to get all the little details and what she meant by everything because we were drinking at the time. So
okay.
So what's on
the list?
How many items are on the list total?
Oh, 10 items. So
okay.
What's on that list? What do you think?
Okay. Well. Here we go. Number one thing was family functions that, you know, like family holidays and events and plans could take precedent in this man's life.
Well, you already got that one covered because you hang out with her 4th of July. So done.
Kate May.
The reason why that was on the top and why she was ditching the guy that she was with.
Uh-huh. All right, check.
Number two.
Number two is a committed relationship. So. None of this just part-time dating or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, he's clearly single and, you know, clearly ready to. It's cleared the decks as far as having any other relationship ties to ex-girlfriends or anything like that.
Okay.
Easy enough. Three?
What's that? Oh, number three. Mm-hmm. Completed college and had a career plan. A career plan.
Okay. And
I've done that, and I've gotten myself a regular full-time job.
Did you get the full?
We got 10 of these to roll through.
Well, we're only a third of the way through.
I'm sorry. Should we move to these faster? Am I taking too long?
We'll save the questions for after.
All right.
Okay. So, complete college career plan. Number four, good credit.
Okay.
Number five, love to travel.
Okay.
Number six, appreciate other cultures.
Okay. That goes along with traveling.
Number seven, to be religious. And I think that means to be spiritual and serious about your spirituality. Mm-hmm. Number eight is charitable. Number nine is funny. And number 10 is to be in good physical well-being, to take good physical care of yourself.
Okay.
So you changed everything in your life and you think you're strong in all 10 of those areas now?
I think I'm very strong in those 10 areas now. I think I was in some areas... okay, before, but I've taken the effort over the past year to be very solid in all 10 areas now. So.
What specific life change have you made just to...
What's the, like, the most dramatic?
Yeah, just to adjust to one of these 10.
The one most dramatic.
Probably would have to be the most... Boy, the most dramatic would probably have to be appreciate other cultures. I thought I was... You know, I had already, I don't really have any prejudices or, strong favoritism towards any particular one culture or anything. But through my church, I'm going to go down to Guatemala.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Cool.
And specifically, you would do this because you want this to be one of the 10 things.
No, he got two there. Absolutely. If he's doing it through
his church.
He's traveling too.
And I'm traveling.
And travel.
And
bam.
Are you going to be running?
Are you going to be running down there?
Working on your fitness.
How are you going to subtly tell her that you meet all 10 criteria? Because if you present this as a document and you, it's too obvious and she's going to be totally turned off by it. So you're going to have to, I guess, subtly just tell her the things that are going on in your life, and she's going to have to be able to put it together herself.
Right.
Unless she was she aware that you were making a list?
She was aware that we were making the list because that was the joke while we were talking, and I didn't think anything about it last year. But on the day that we left, we usually leave Cape May on July 5th. When we parted company on the 5th, saying goodbye and see you next year and stuff, she brought up and said, "Good luck with the list." So, I don't know if it's still on her mind or not, but...
That changes everything.
It does change everything, because that means she wanted him to maybe...
Maybe she was subtly trying to say to him.
Yeah. Okay. Next time we see each other in Cape May.
Okay.
There's interest there.
Well, Alex, what the morning zoo here will do is we will check back with you when we get back from vacation.
One joint sound effect does not make us a zoo.
We're a zoo in training. We're a zit.
The morning zit. That's hot.
Alex, we got to talk to you when we get back from vacation and find out if your plan worked and you truly have become the dude of her dreams.
We'll see.
I wouldn't jump right into it. I would make her make a list. and go, look, you got one more year to work on this.
She's got to earn your list.
Yeah, let's go over some things that I want. Look, I'm going to freaking Guatemala, okay?
I think it's really cool.
It's a good idea. It's a cool idea.
And it's all good things to aspire to, regardless of whether she's the one or not.
Alex, we'll talk to you when we get back from vacation.
Okie doke.
Okay, bye-bye. I think we're going to have to do some kind of like, he's going to have to tell you the story when we get back, and then you'll have to interpret what
Why
happened.
Why are you so impatient?
I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't either.
Like, I thought
really?
He said...
It was hurting my ears.
I didn't think
it
was bad.
Because I haven't eaten or had caffeine or anything this morning?
Yeah.
I thought it was actually kind of a romantic story. I'm surprised you got off the phone in that quickly.
I think he got into his vibe. I was giving him leeway because he didn't know he was coming on today. You need to eat a carb there with Captain Destiny.
It was painful. So we'll talk to him when we get back. And either he can tell us a story or you can interpret it through.
Well, he can start telling us his story on Monday. And by the time we get back, we'll go.
I didn't think it was that bad.
The Bert Show.